Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining me here today. If you found yourself here, there may be a message for your healing journey, soul's evolution, transformation, or simply information. Today, I would like to talk about our health, maybe healthcare systems, and assistance that we can receive when we feel unbalanced. You see, there's a lot of systems in place that are readily available nowadays, and it's important we take a look at all aspects, such as a reflection on what we've learned. We have all learned a lot, good, bad, indifferent, but it's a journey, family and friends. And the journey is equality. We all deserve the best care, whether it's physical, mental, emotional care, or spiritual. Our dream teams are always readily available. And let's talk about systems. You know, systems change because maybe they don't work anymore. They're outdated. And we all talk about, well, I do, about the corruption that brings devastation. But you see, the demolishing of systems that don't work can make them better. Better for everybody. Better for victims. And deeming the victim is based on who feels victimized, or maybe you were the victim of a lot of things in life. But you see, there's balance and tranquility, which brings harmony once we accept the growth of our journey. So challenging systems. You know, this time of year, when you look up domestic abuse, the wheel of abuse, it seems like there's more stressors around the holidays. We feel we have to give, not give only of our time, but maybe those extra cookies, the stressors of purchasing things that maybe you're not budgeted for. Or maybe there's extra stress in the home. Maybe relationships are outdated and it causes stress. You have to pretend to be your own family, or family that brings challenges to the table. But either way, family and friends, it seems like, per the status or statistics, domestic abuse is on the rise around the holidays. Probably alcohol's involved, or addictions. Maybe it's stressors. Maybe it triggers things from the past. Either way, hope is on the horizon. You know, I think about hallelujah. Hallelujah. The holidays are here, or hallelujah. The holidays are over. Or we can embrace that beautiful song, alleluia. And we bring in the breath. I get tingles down my body, mind, and soul. So the hallelujah is an exhale, meaning it's over. The bringing in the alleluia, bringing it into your body, mind, and soul, letting it soothe over your body. It's soothing, like warm caramel or chocolate melting over your ice cream, or a hot cake you should have let cool down. You see, take that breath in today and rise above and see the bigger picture. Try and reach out to your resources, and I challenge the government to change all of the resources so everybody's resources are available, like health insurance, health care for everybody. Now, it's mandated that it is, but I'm talking about all aspects. We need to broaden our horizon. You know, I spent some time in Toronto, and they have point system, and everybody receives health care, and they care about their people, that they have jobs or provided for. So that would be a missing link if you didn't have income coming in. I'm talking about specific here. Maybe we should do the 369 method, or maybe a 3711. You know, I have been a victim of domestic abuse, so I am talking firmly with body, mind, and soul, the effects it can have on your body, mind, and soul. But you see, then there's healing, and then you can embrace the journey and maybe teach it back with assistance to the government system, the judicial system, and all systems that maybe are outdated. So we'll just call it learning and growth nowadays, family and friends. Maybe the manpower hands should have a couple people looking into the victims of domestic abuse or violence, and also go to the supposed perpetrator, I guess we'll call him. Now, if you equally investigate both parties and immediately do so, maybe having somebody there too, an advocate, to discern the truth. Now, if somebody, for instance, if I were to make a claim as a woman battered, going in with bruises all over my body that I probably didn't do myself, but that's determined and has to be proved, right? You know, somehow we seem to have to prove ourselves. Some people don't. It's just taken on their word based on credentials. We're moving into the healing and solving problems. Now, if you go over to this person's house and they're watching football on their lounger with their T-bone and their beer, and they look innocent, and there's no bruising, no hairs under their nails or anything suspicious, probably doesn't match up to the story. Then maybe further conversation with victims and allies or people that would have witnessed it. But you see, there's the missing link if nobody witnesses it. So maybe then there's the 369. We have two more incidents that happen, same story or similar. And you investigate and it doesn't go anywhere. So there's a missing link here, right? How does this happen? Maybe pulling mental health records, and they are there. Maybe they're sealed based on credentials. Or maybe they're just not there because they have friends that would never disclose that information. Maybe pulling their medical record, including pharmaceuticals. And maybe looking into what's being delivered to their home. You know, a lot of people go ahead and get Western Union, and you can order anything online. But you pay cash for Western Union typically, but there's a transaction of a delivery. So my point is, stories should line up, and that's the corrupt system we're talking about. When stories don't line up, then you have 369, or you have a lot of stories that were told. But you see, corruption is, they can go ahead and push that agenda because it was an inside job. Then it furthers a lot of pain for the actual victim and their families, and this rides out over time. My focus today is on the healing aspect. We should probably investigate with more than one force, we'll call them units, for healing. Maybe there's a thorough investigation, maybe a little more manpower up front, or woman, by the way, I'm just using that as a team. We'll call it the unit of healing. We'll call it those units of healing that can talk to people to get down to the story quicker. So in the end, less money that the government would put out. And by the way, this includes the government that wishes to have a payout. You see, there's a missing link here. We would probably figure things out a little quicker. And maybe everybody in communities, towns, states, and countries wouldn't allow this to happen so long. And a lot of people wouldn't get hurt. You see, then there's people that they go up against that maybe have some skills that actually do reference unjust situations. But further, no, we have to use our vessel and take the marching orders from God, knowing that this change would create a difference, you see. Now, at the end of it, why we're still speaking about change is to bring the changes we wish to see in this world. On earth, we want more balance, harmony, and the truth to be told. If you are a victim, I'm sorry if you are. I totally understand. As you know, I walked in your shoes. But then there's the forgiveness after healing and understanding the truth. We all may be victims, but everybody should be receiving the care they need. Now, this isn't always disclosed, but now that it is, we can find balance and recalibrate and regroup and refine the system, and also have some refinement with our body, mind, and soul. You see, bringing to the table those that maybe need mental health, everybody that is in need of it should receive it. Same facilities, but not at the same time. I'm talking about in general. If you need the help, it should be available always to your children, to yourself, and that's what I was referencing. If you are going through change, it has to be available so you are well-rounded. Your children as well, to understand the situation. I was referencing that before with education and going through changes of divorce, but we're talking heavy hitter changes, more than the top 10 changes. It's isolating people to traumatize them and corrupt systems that, along with these people putting in documents that can change your life. You see, on one aspect, they all win because the money is payout, like insurance money. So they further that corruption, that system that's broken. Now that we know that doesn't work, we look at the victim. Are they able to sustain the abuse and trauma? Well, good thing we have faith here, and I guess I was used as a vessel. My children, too. So God has his own healing team and did with me. But on the other hand, those that need something further, our government system has to offer the victims, the true victims of abuse that were subject to corrupt systems, some healing if they need it, such as all of you. I have received my healing, but my push is on the government system to allow all of you to receive the care you need and your children and proper daycare for when you need your mental health care. It shouldn't be that people who abuse systems go off with cucumbers on their eyelids on a fancy island where they can receive mental health care on Zoom. No, they actually have to go to a facility. And some of these people actually do have mental illnesses, and you can validate with medication pulling up their records, not people who falsify their information or non-disclose of it. You see, a lot of this would have been solved a long time ago. But why we're talking today, it's a focus on healing, you see. Some of us have survived because we are the leader of education based on God using our vessel. Not everybody can withstand this. And trust me, having faith and hope for your journey keeps us alive because we are on our journey, our purpose to heal. And our determination with fierceness, meaning the lion within, and the mama bear crying over your children, but God giving you strength to carry on. You see, God wipes our tears along with our angels and guides. But somebody should wipe the world's tears when they don't have support. And that's what I'm holding the government accountable to. If we need support, it should be there readily. The support we need, body, mind, and soul. And not people that have done damage. Of course, maybe they need a lot of support too. But it should be the same sector, not something that costs the government $10 million for their sweet retreats while we are sitting in a hole, or maybe just one small office to receive care that may cost $1,000 or $10,000 over a year or a decade. Equality. We all deserve the best care policy and procedures if necessary. Policies and procedures, HIPAA law, HIPAA violation, medical trauma, and traumas in life. Life isn't supposed to be traumatic. It is a journey that we ebb and flow and grow from, not exasperated issues to put you in a traumatic state. So family and friends, this is a message about healing and holding people accountable, and less manpower, less money put on false information versus solving problems with enthusiasm and compassion and care about everybody who deserves care. Maybe more people in the school system to catch what the children are drawing or writing or crying about. There's a reason for it. Sometimes it is that they're hungry. Sometimes it is that they're scared. Sometimes it just is somebody advocating for them. My son and I were talking about Adam Sandler and Scuba Steve and Big Daddy movie. There's a lot of symbolic meaning. Julian, who became Scuba Steve's best friend, taking a bath, advocating for him in school, refining his attire. He was a beautiful part in the play, but advocating for the child because he was loved in a system where that maybe it was broken. The unjust. But I love that story. A lot of stories I love. But it has more meaning when you actually lived it. It's important that we live within our truth, live with integrity, faith, and take an oath to ourselves and making lives better. We are creating the changes we wish to see, and it is on the horizon. Those beautiful, sacred moments on the horizon. It is all about love and fairness and getting to the truth of the dynamics. And a lot of times we live with duality. People don't want to see the truth when actually it's an agenda that was pushed. But we're dropping into healing because hope on this earth and faith will bring balance to all of us, meaning we all deserve the treatment and care we need because our lives matter. People that have private insurance, it's no different than ours, whatever that looks like. We should receive the care we need. The government needs to address bigger issues because energetically we have to find peace too to that pain. Maybe there's private funding for different type of healing. So if one area works wonderfully, maybe there's another area that can finalize the movement and the shift energetically of your pain so you can find peace in your body, mind, and soul. It can be simply breath work or maybe a Zoom doing some wellness in the morning before class. We did that with the teachers where I worked. Started with wellness to focus. Whatever happened before you arrived to the door, you can leave it there. Come to school and we will focus so you can learn. Whatever it was, you can pick it up at the door and take it home. But if you pick it up at the door and take it back home in the same or similar, it might get worse. But tools of wellness bring balance and healing. Government systems and all systems need to offer balance of healing and time to maybe drop down in gratitude, prayer, wherever you are. Sometimes it is honored. Right at your desk, in your car, maybe before your day starts, offering more wellness, wellness breaks, not just wellness days off for those who abuse the power. By the way, I know people I've worked with have done that too. Wellness, a wellness break. Maybe your child needs mommy and daddy or somebody special for a wellness break today so they can focus on themselves and education, identifying where they are in their body, mind, and soul. Maybe the family needs to incorporate that, something we can do online to start your day, or maybe something positive, dropping down into gratitude and thankfulness of our day because we feel blessed. Whatever that looks like to you, family and friends, we're putting it out into the ethers to make it happen. I know implementation of the good stuff is always better than the bad, listening to that all day long, every day, 24/7. Then we take in that energy and we literally live it out. We want to breathe in the Alleluia and Hallelujah. We are moving forward to a better day. Take care of you, family and friends. Your life matters. You are loved and worthy of love. And self-care is sacred, just as you are. Namaste.